This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Tuesday, voters in Albuquerque will choose three new school board members. Those officials will shape the district's budget and policies. They'll also hire a new superintendent, all at a time when a landmark education ruling points to huge disparities in the quality of public schooling kids get across the state. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco spoke with our education reporter, Hannah Colton, about what's at stake with the school board race.
The Yazzie Martinez ruling identified several student populations that the state's public education system has failed. Native American students, students learning English, students with disabilities, and those from families with low incomes. Those students live all across Albuquerque, of course. Which parts of town are choosing their school board representatives this week?
Right. So District 1 is in the South Valley. That would be Rio Grande High School and Atrisco Heritage Academy and the feeder schools for that. That's an area that has more Hispanic families. It's a historically under-resourced part of the school district. We also have District 2 up on the northwest side, so that's Volcano Vista and Cibola High Schools. Listeners may remember there was an incident on Halloween last year. Students at Cibola High School said a teacher used a racist slur and cut a Native American student's hair. And many community members have been unsatisfied with APS's response after that. And then the third district that has a seat up is District 4, the southeast side. So that's Nob Hill, UNM, and part of the International District. So that's a very diverse part of town in terms of race and income levels, with Highland being a high school that has a lot of immigrants and non-English speaking students.
There's no pay for someone on the school board, so it's often just retirees and folks who can afford to commit time to this extra work who run for those seats. But this year, there's one younger person running. What's going on in District 4?
Right. So the incumbent in District 4 is a retired educator. Her name's Barb Peterson. She's 67. She's had strong union support. You know, she readily acknowledges the ways that the school system has failed children of color and other students. And she'll argue for things like home visiting, giving teachers more time for professional development. And her challenger is Verlin Coker. He's 26 and he's a high school dropout. He's been very self-educated. And Coker is Native American and he's very critical, not just of the curriculum in APS, but also of the statewide standards themselves. And so Coker, I'd say, is the only candidate that is bringing an argument that the system needs more radical and more fundamental change.
What do the South Valley candidates have to say about working on the educational disparities that were surfaced by the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit?
So in the South Valley, the incumbent is Yolanda Montoya Cordova. She's from there. She spoke to us about getting more mental health professionals and trauma-informed staff in schools to address the school-to-prison pipeline that, you know, catches up a lot of students of color especially. And she's also praised APS's bilingual SEAL program and said that the Indian Education Act should be fully funded. Now, Cordova's challenger is Madeline Jones, who's a retail shop owner in the South Valley. She's 79. She's run for school board before. And Jones was the one candidate who claimed a colorblindness in response to our questions about how to better serve children of color. So Jones seemed to reject kind of the whole premise of the judge's findings in the Martinez and Yazzie lawsuit. And she was saying, just treat children all the same.
And what about candidates in District 2 up on the northwest side?
Peggy Muller Aragon is the incumbent there. She's a retired APS elementary school teacher. She's talked about wanting to celebrate children of color and their cultures in schools. She did not respond when we asked her to come on the radio to talk more about these equity issues. Her challenger is Lori Harris. She's 59. She's retired from multiple decades teaching. And Harris admitted she wasn't very familiar with the New Mexico Indian Education Act, which is a main focus of the ruling. Harris said her main source of information on how racism affects students of color in New Mexico was a lawsuit from back in the 90s. And Harris said she supports restorative justice practices to keep kids of color from being too harshly disciplined.
Thanks, Hannah Colton.
Thanks.
That was KUNM's Marisa DeMarco speaking with our education reporter, Hannah Colton, who also hosted an hour-long conversation with these candidates about equity in schools a little over a week ago. You can find the full audio of that and read more about the APS school board candidates' positions on our website, KUNM.org.